Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey. You noticed your name on there.
I did. That was a fun surprise. It started to sound different. I was like, is it going to be? It is. It's me.
Well,
hi.
Yeah. So you're here. Jen's here. We're all here today.
Everyone's here.
Yes, except our guest. We're waiting for our guest. She's still trying to find parking, and she'll be here in a few minutes, but we had to start the show, so we're starting it.
Good old L.A. tales.
Yeah, exactly.
Finding parking.
Finding parking and getting through traffic and everything. If you'd like to watch us today, we're on Facebook Live. You go to L.A. Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there. And otherwise, you can stay on audio. We love you just as much as always. And Jen, this morning, a shooting in a high school.
What?
In Santa Clarita, which is not far from here.
That's not far. What is that, like an hour?
Less than an hour ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And the 15-year-old suspect is in the hospital, I guess. First they reported he was dead, but now the latest thing is that he's in custody and being treated at the hospital.
So he was shot by officials.
Probably, yeah. About 16 people or so were taken to the hospital. Well, it says at least six, so I don't know. The news keeps coming in as we're checking this out, but apparently no casualties there, which is pretty good. I guess they said they had had drills before, and which helped, you know, active shooter drills.
It sucks that we have to have those drills nowadays, but
yeah.
I mean it's what's happening, and it's a good
it's
thing.
Happening.
You know,
it's happening. And 15-year-old, I mean, that's too young to be doing this kind of shit. But people are crazy.
How many people did he get?
They're saying, six people, at least six have been taken to area hospital.
No one dead?
No one dead.
Okay,
no
that's
casualties.
That's something.
So, yeah, I know. He was probably a bad shot or something or whatever it was. But yeah, another scary thing, you know, a scary thing, the kids get to school and they have to deal with this shit, and that's pretty sad.
Yeah, you think that school would be the one safe place that you have to,
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, you think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's a sad state what's going on here with that kind of the school shootings and things like that.
I know, and it's fucking everywhere now, you know?
I know, there's no safe...
No safe places
no
for
safe
anybody.
No safe place.
Yeah. But a cheerful story is a 9-year-old child... A child genius is about to graduate university. This is in Belgium. This kid is nine years old, and he's graduating with a degree in electrical engineering.
Oh my gosh, amazing! Oh my god, those child prodigies always amaze me.
Right, you know, and they're saying it's a tough course even for students of an average graduate age,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's like unbelievable, you know? And I guess his plans are to embark on a PhD program in electrical engineering.
Good for him.
And also studying for a medicine degree.
Oh my gosh. God. I mean, he's graduating so early, he has so much time to.
Right.
He'll be finished all of his schooling by 2021.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
yeah.
How can a kid be so smart? But I think it goes to show you that we probably have previous lives, you know?
We might
here with already a bag full of talents and skills and things like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can you explain this? I mean, there's so many smart kids, you know?
You know, they say we use about 10% of our brain.
Right.
I feel like people like that, naturally, it's like unlocked.
Right.
You know, more parts of their brain are totally unlocked.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's definitely unusual, but God, you know. I don't know what kind of life he's going to have, but he's probably going to make a lot of money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Sign me up.
Just for sponsorship or something, you know.
Wow.
Let's let this kid represent us, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
The mother says, I ate a lot of fish during the pregnancy.
Some people say that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
All that mercury.
I know. Well, she's kidding about it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's so funny, though.
Yeah, it's like a sponge, you know?
My mom ate a lot of peanut butter when she was pregnant with us, and we all have really bad allergies. And now they're linking eating peanut butter during pregnancy to allergies. So,
that's true, right?
Yeah, every time I'm like at home or having an allergy attack, and she's like, stop blowing your nose, you know? I'm just like, this is your fault.
Like, yeah, what's in the peanuts?
Yeah. Like, you just had to have peanut butter, didn't you, Mom?
Exactly. Wow. I love peanut butter, but, you know.
I know, it's the best.
Mm. So she likes it. She had it with all three of you.
Yeah, all of us have really bad allergies.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I've actually, we were all severely allergic to cats growing up, and my grandma on her side always had cats. So we would never be able to really stay at the house, or if we did, like, all of us would just walk around with, like, swollen eyes, like sniffling the whole time, like, a real mess. And when I moved to New York, my first apartment there, I lived with my friend Samantha, and she had a cat.
Oh my God.
This cat, like, opened my heart to cats. Yeah. His name is Nugget. He's this fluffy blue Russian with a nice chubby face. He's so cute, so sweet. But, you know, I was, like, destroyed for the first few months we lived together. So I decided this, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. I decided to, what do they call that? Not microdose, but.
Claritin or something?
No, I would, I was, like, trying to get myself out of the, like, exposure therapy. That's what it is. Okay. I was trying to do exposure therapy on myself because I read about it online and I was like, let me give this a go. So for 3 months before bed, I would wash my face, put on, like, my skincare, blah, blah, blah. And then I would rub the cat on my face and give him kisses and, like, rub my face on his belly and stuff and just go to sleep with itchy, watery eyes and just dealt with the pain of it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, our guest just walked in. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish your idea.
I would just deal with, like, the pain and itchiness of it. And after 3 months, I'm no longer allergic to cats.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
Have Hi, a seat, welcome.
Heidi. Heidi our Tan just walked here. In, and we apologize for you. It's okay. Have a seat, please. Okay,
oh,
but
amazing.
You have to sit down. You
Come
have to sit
guests.
Down. We can't hear you.
It's like an hour, 45 minutes drive. I can't believe
Wow,
it.
Where did you come
it's
from?
It came from Cerritos, but it just kind of slowed down when it came to 5 and 101 and then 134.
Right.
I was okay the whole time, and it just slowed down.
Right, but people can't really hear you. You're not near the microphone. So sit down, and we'll catch up on
If you ever
want to
be excused
on.
From lateness, just come
my
bearing
power
gifts.
Drink.
Exactly.
What's
yeah,
your power drink?
Gifts.
It's just a Fitbit, you know?
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Put your headphones on. Get close to the mic. We're joined by Heidi Tan, who we connected on Facebook, and she presented herself as a musician, a singer, songwriter. And I said, sure, come on in, you know. Sounded pretty good, pretty ambitious and stuff. You can pull the mic a little closer to you.
Okay.
The mic itself.
Yeah,
pull it closer. There you go.
There you are.
Just like I'm recording a song.
Right. There
exactly.
you go.
Get nice and comfortable.
Heidi, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for making the drive. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
An hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, that's commitment. You know, we
Yeah, I left like 8:15 because I was thinking I'd be here by 9:40. But I didn't expect it's going to be, you know, slower
Welcome
than
to
that.
LA traffic.
Definitely.
You usually probably don't drive far these hours, right?
I used to live in La Crescenta, which is actually very close here. It's But now I've moved to Lakewood, so it's different. It's like 605 freeway. So, hi. But you guys
Is it nice
good.
There?
It's nice because I'm close to Huntington Beach and Seal Beach.
Oh, okay,
I'm
really?
Close to the ocean. It's there's a sea breeze dream. Going on.
I didn't know where Lakewood was. Okay, but now I get it.
Yeah, Lakewood is in between Cerritos and Long Beach. So
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was in Cerritos a couple weeks ago. It was nice out there. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is it great. Nice there?
Yeah.
Never been. I don't know. I've just heard of it. But
yeah, it's very
about
suburban
it.
Vibes, yeah. which I love.
It's very close to Seal Beach, Huntington Beach.
Uh huh.
Come over.
Okay. Yeah. Huntington Beach is nice. I
That's
know that
my goal
fact.
If I'm going to live out here is to live closer to the beach.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's dream. But as you get closer, it's more expensive. So
I know.
Take that into account.
Hopefully as the years go on, I'll have more money to do that.
Yeah.
That's
move
why
closer
people
time.
Like to live in Lakewood, Cerritos, because it's not going to be that expensive, but you're not too far from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
You're like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, which
That's
is not
great,
bad, right?
No.
So
yeah.
You don't have to be living in the Huntington or Newport Beach itself, but
That's
you can be
true.
Close to Yeah, close.
Very cool.
Oh, that's great.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in the area in LA?
I've lived in, actually, if you ask how live I've lived, how long I've been living in the United States was 2006.
2006. Okay. So 13 years you've been here.
From the Philippines.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. I'm Filipino.
Amazing. Okay.
Well, be proud. Wear it proudly. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
And so you came here 13 years ago.
Yes.
Were you into music back in the Philippines still?
Oh, yeah. Music was since I was 5 years old, too.
Really?
Amazing.
I can go back to, like, when I was a child, and then I went to school because my mom wouldn't let me pursue my singing career unless I finished my bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh.
So I was just doing it on the side, like, part-time when I was in the university, and then I decided when after I graduated, I just jumped in and just sang and then traveled abroad.
Amazing.
What a life, right?
Yeah, that's the best thing to do is travel abroad, I think.
Yeah. I had actually, right before you joined me, I had a guest who was from Manila, too. She's in her early 20s, but she also made the trip here into music and everything. So, but I guess a lot of people really want to make it in the States, right? Like they do all over the world, pretty much.
For sure.
Everybody wants to come here, right?
Yeah. And my first trip here was actually a concert. I was here year 2000. I had the show, the Filipino show. It's a fundraising show for Vallejo in San Francisco. And I did the show here. So that was my first taste of United States. And then I moved to the Philippines and then traveled again. But didn't. It was just a one-time concert. So, yeah that was my first time, 2000.
Nice. What was it like growing up? So were you in Manila or somewhere else?
Manila.
What was it like growing up there? Do you have siblings or anything?
I have siblings. Actually, my siblings. I have one sister, the youngest, who still lives there. And then my mom lives there and have like two sisters here.
Do you go visit a lot?
Nice.
Yeah, but the other one is in Boston, like Rhode Island. That's quite far. But my sister here, she was from Scotland, and she decided to move here to the United States because she got lonely there. So after a while. It's beautiful, though. Scotland is beautiful.
Oh,
but,
I've heard.
Yeah. But she doesn't have
anyone. How did she end up there? Did she find a guy or something?
Well, she got married.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Followed a guy.
And then suddenly he's living there.
tales of love.
Yeah, when you hear people end up in like weird places, you know, it's like.
The things you do for love and for the love of, you know, war. If you have to work, some people go out to other countries because they are actually have to work there, right?
Of course,
what happens, right?
So, yeah.
Do you have any favorite Filipino foods that you love?
I cook it.
Yeah,
really?
I make the adobo, the lumpia, the egg rolls, the pancit, the chow mein.
Oh yeah, I have some Filipino friends, so I've definitely gone to their houses when their moms were making big spreads. All my friends can't cook.
Well, I have reason to invite you guys so I can make food for you guys.
Amazing.
There you go. And make music for us, too. You can sing for us, too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah. So what brought you to the United States? Was it the music?
It's both. Because I was thinking, like, I'm not getting any younger. I want to start something. And then my sister was living here. Mm. And she was the one who influenced, like, Heidi, come on. I mean, I'm already here. Why don't you join me here? So I came here. And then I started working in a law office, which is not even my comfort zone because I'm a musician. Suddenly I'm in the legal background.
Sure.
Working for three lawyers, imagine. Mm. That was tough, right?
Those are good people to have in your pocket, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Always a good connect to have. You never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I learned a lot. So that starts the history. And then suddenly I'm working like corporate jobs and then singing on the side.
Yeah.
But I never really left singing. I've always sang.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that. I can't wait to hear some.
And and we have songs of hers and we're playing. So you write your own songs too?
Actually, the writing was not even a plan. So Rex was actually a friend of my boyfriend. And then I met Rex Salas. Rex Salas used to work for Janet Jackson, did the musical direction. And she did the Vanessa Williams first album, which is The Right Stuff. If you're familiar with The Right Stuff.
Well, I'm familiar with 80s. Vanessa Williams.
he was the one who produced the album from Vanessa. And then I always hear his name. And then my boyfriend said, you should meet Rex. So you might want to write a song together or maybe make music together. So I met him last year.
Oh, and that was here, right?
That was last year.
Okay.
Amazing.
And so now when you came from the Philippines, did you come by yourself?
Yeah, I was
okay,
here by
so
myself.
So you didn't follow a guy or anything,
no,
right?
No following this.
Okay. How did you find the transition?
I don't follow a guy. Actually, I leave them because I'm from the Philippines. So I leave boyfriends
good
there.
For you. Right? That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Right.
Girl power.
Be the one who breaks up.
Yeah, I don't follow them. I'm the one leaving and they're the one supposed to be following us. Just kidding. That's true. I was messing with you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good. So, and then you found a boyfriend here.
Yeah.
And he had a friend. And and that's how it rolled and everything.
Yeah.
So did he write the songs or did you write the song? How did it start?
Well, it only started with just one song. The plan was, let's just do one song. And the song, he actually sent me the music in my messenger. And I said, oh, this is cool. I like this song. And then, okay, can you think of a title of this song? So I was listening to the song. I was like humming and I was thinking, Missing You.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Missing You was born.
Right. Who were you missing at the time?
I don't know. I was just missing random
just missing,
things.
Yeah. Exactly.
Am I missing anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gary Ford came in, which is also a friend of Rex. He was the one who wrote the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Gary Ford. So, and then the song was born, Missing You.
Okay, well, let's play it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
When did this one come out?
Came out like, it was released like June.
Oh, so it's pretty recent.
Yeah, just this year. So, and I had the launching at PCH Club, which was June 29. It was launched. And then after that, the rest is history. It's been played in like 70 stations.
Really? So this is the first song that you released professionally?
No, I released everything all at the same time. It's an EP.
Oh, I see. Mm.
So
okay.
It's just, but it's just the Missing It was just getting like more airplay than the other ones.
So it was some time before, I mean, between the time you came here and the time you recorded the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So you were pretty much establishing yourself in the lawyer's office, right? All this time. And cool.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
I play piano.
Do you?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, what, since a young age?
But it's not like a formal lesson because my grandma had a big, really nice piano. So I always try to play piano by myself and just learn by myself.
Really?
Sure.
You know, I just learn everything chords by myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How long does it take you to record a song or this song specifically?
It depends because Missing You was the first one that we recorded with, which was sometime like December last year. And it took me like 3 days because we're just going back and forth with the backup and you're layering. But I guess I wasn't really so used to recording. It's been a while. And then after the second and the third song and the fourth song was quite easier. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's hear the first one, Missing You, Heidi Tan. I like it already.
You like
it's
it?
Cool.
That sexy saxophone.
Yeah.
If there is one thing that I do know, it's how you really made me feel. I can't believe that I let you go.
Pretty sexy song, right?
Like
sensuous song. I like it.
Like I can see like silk sheets.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very smooth, actually. Yeah. It's a smooth jazz, so yeah. That's the one that's actually topping a lot of charts in the radio right now.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually featured in France. Featured in Italy. I was Artist of the Month in Smooth in Boston. I've been Artist of the Month in like several stations.
Oh, congrats. That's awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I was just awarded New Artist of the Month. I mean, New Artist of the Month at Lee Rogers Award. BBC, they just awarded me a few days ago.
Really?
2019, yeah. Wow. I was so honored. I was like, what? Like, yeah. Really? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How do you find something like that out?
Somebody just messaged me that we picked you because if your song is on like top 20, 30 in a lot of stations, and they picked you. So
really?
And I was like number two in one station, number one, number two. So, and I've been getting a lot of airplay. So they just picked me. I was just shocked because, you know, there's a lot of artists out there. And then
there are. You know,
I'm not the only, everybody records a song every day. So you wouldn't even.
That's true.
You have
right?
No idea how many people are into music.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes. Right. So to stand out, it's quite difficult, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was like almost like in tears.
I bet.
I was like, oh, my God, really? Because coming from someone from not from here, coming from the Philippines, and then you always think, oh, I want to record an album. I want to be heard. That's the only goal I want, is to be heard in some countries. So, and my song will be heard. That's dream come true, actually.
That's
for
true.
Me.
That's
yeah,
true.
It's always been. And then the other songs I co-wrote with Rex Salas and Vashon. So the other songs were co-written by me.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a songwriter is born in me.
Yeah.
Where were you when you got the message that you?
I got a message on Facebook that we picked you as a Lee Rogers. Artist like for 2019 for best new artist.
Do you have to do promotion? I mean, do you have to submit it or something?
Yes.
You submit it.
Well, one thing about me is I like networking, which is helping because I know marketing skills. I have marketing skills, and I've worked in some marketing jobs in where I'm working at. So I guess it helps that you're into social media, you're a little techie.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
then
you know how to upload. You know how to upload video. You know how to submit, how to do EPK. So I've learned all these things by myself.
Yeah, and contact radio hosts.
Yeah, I'm not shy. I mean, I don't back down. I mean, okay, I'm gonna call this person. I'm gonna email.
You can't
this
back girl. Down in this business.
Yeah,
not at all.
Is you're just moving forward in this business.
Yeah, I think
and you're looking backwards.
Oh yeah, I feel like that's what separates you from the rest. Sometimes is even just your personality. I mean, it's the talent too, but. I've noticed in film, I've definitely gotten a lot of gigs just from chatting it up with the casting director, the directors, producers, any of the filmmakers, you know.
Yeah, you can't afford to be shy. Nobody's going to know about you.
Yeah. You're a go-getter.
Totally. You have to be.
Very good.
Yeah.
I've noticed that about many Filipinos, that they are go-getters, you know. They're like assertive. They go out and they get things done, you know, and that's very good. Do you attribute that to your upbringing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
So
that's how we do it in the Philippines. Like, we just go for it.
Really?
Just audition and just how I started. I was singing with the band and I just went there. Okay, I want to sing. Can I sing in this band? So, and then they audition. Oh, yeah, you're in.
Really?
And I started joining a band.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love it.
So you decided to do an EP, and so then you came up with other songs that you wrote,
yes,
right?
After the Missing You, and then we were just supposed to be just doing one song, and just we kept going. Let's do another song.
Yeah.
And then Rex, let's do another song.
Get the momentum going.
Oh, my God. I mean, okay, how many songs? Okay, let's do another song. And then we did, I think we did Your Love Is For Real, which is the one I co-wrote with Rex and Vashon Johnson. And then after that, we did When Love, You Give Me Everything I Need, which is a ballad, which I wrote with Rex, just me and Rex.
Oh, okay.
And then I did the When Love Is On The Line. That's the last one.
And did he do all the production and everything?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Very nice.
I love the bond that you get with collaboration.
Collaborations are really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, you're very fortunate to have met somebody who believes in you.
Actually, I am blessed. I think I am just blessed.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are, you know. I mean, we're talking about a 9-year-old child genius that just graduated college at nine, at the age of nine. So. So some people are blessed, you know, early on, and good for you, you know. So the next song you want to play is what? Your Love Is For Real?
Yes. That's the second song we did.
That's the second song.
That we wrote, we wrote.
And this was all done earlier this year, right?
Yes.
When you released these songs.
Yeah, sometime like March this year.
Okay. Oh, this is more upbeat.
Yeah, it's like more of the 90s.
Dance track.
Reminds me of your Taste of Honey. Los Beat, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've been together. Trying hard just to make it work. And I know this is the time to tell me we'll make it last, a love that's a girl.
Did you contribute to the melody more or to the...
The lyrics.
The lyrics.
It's just the writing, the songwriting part. So I did.
And did you write the lyrics first and then the music was put on there?
No, the music was already there. We just have to put up a lyrics to the song.
Right.
And I think it's easier to make up the lyrics once you know the melody.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I believe that.
Well, it depends.
It
really
depends. It helps you pick words to fit into the spots.
That John Legend says the same thing. He said, I can't write lyrics. I have to make melody first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people do it either way, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
either
when
way.
I used to write songs when I was
you
younger.
Do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And most of mine were lyrics first.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, it depends, you know.
Yeah, many, I guess whatever
many
hits
artists
you first.
Say, yeah, many artists say they do it both ways.
Both ways, know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like from the disco era,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's from the 90s.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. And this, the guitar intro reminds you of, you know, those days in the 80s, 90s, guitar
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those 90s vibes, 80s, 90s vibes, so...
I could hear this playing at a club in New York, like a dance club.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it even reminds me of disco from the 70s, you know?
Actually,
it really does.
It's more way back then.
Yeah. Now you just you gotta start making music videos and stuff, right?
I am actually. We're planning to do music. Actually, we are remixing the songs.
Oh, so really?
We just started remixing "Missing You," so you're gonna watch out. I'm gonna send you the music soon.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's gonna be more fun. And then "Your Love Is For Real" is next in the remix. So
okay.
Imagine how when it's remixed, it's gonna be more, you know, more beat, more stuff going on. So.
Yeah.
I'm releasing another single or a couple of songs for remix. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I can't wait to hear them.
Yes.
And your EP is called Here's Where We Meet.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to get more of that, you can look for Heidi Tan. And I'm sure it's everywhere, right?
It's everywhere, like CD Baby, Spotify.
Right.
Yeah. iTunes, Apple Music. Everywhere. I mean,
yeah, you gotta put it everywhere.
Yeah, today. And some stations are playing it also. I'm selling it on their website. So
really,
yes,
oh,
they,
cool.
Yeah, they're very nice. I mean, they cater to me. They take care of me. I mean, I can't believe how nice these people are. I mean,
yeah,
that's
you
what's
know.
Great about the industry now is there's so
yes.
many more platforms to put your
so
stuff out
platforms.
There. You know,
yeah,
it's not just waiting for that one person to
exactly.
let you on the radio. You know,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, it used to be that. Yeah, you were limited to radio stations and how much they can play.
Mm-hmm. Radio airplay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's easier because you can promote yourself and you can put it everywhere and people can listen. But also at the same time, it's hard to make money off of music, right?
Yeah.
Today.
things have changed now. It's not the same before. Yeah. You have to buy an album. You have to go to a record store to get the music. But now you can streamline. You can download.
Yeah. Right.
So you don't have to physically go to a store to get the song. You can just go on your phone. Actually, not everybody even buys. Some people don't buy CD anymore. They just, I just want to look at my phone, download.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, so it's hard to make money at it. Do you have you considered going on tours and performing live and
actually,
stuff?
Actually, I was in touch with some people in UK, and they were thinking of organizing like a mini show for me. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they were thinking of like recording a project, a song with me. Mm. And it's in the process, but I can't say it yet. But I've been talking to some people there.
Yeah.
And some people in the festival, probably in the East Coast. So
right.
On the work.
Because they say that's how you kind of make money as a musician, by performing live and things
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is that, you know, you make music more because you want people to hear it, like you said, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to express yourself. You have it inside of you, and you want to let it out, you know. Mm-hmm. What would you have considered without music? I mean, you do other things too, right?
Yes, I work in an admin office. So, I like the beauty and the health and wellness. Don't we all like that, girls?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I
like the aesthetic, like beauty, health, wellness.
I know. I saw those beautiful eyelashes you have. Ah! Yeah.
I'm into it, actually.
I've been staring at them the whole time. Oh, they're so long and nice.
Yeah.
So that's the industry you're in now?
No, I'm in the healthcare, but eventually I wanna establish into the aesthetic, like beauty and health and wellness coaching, because I like to make a difference. Because I was working as a manager in the health and wellness 2 years ago, and I realized some people need some guidance in how they take care of themselves.
Yeah,
they
really do.
You make a difference in another people's lives by, you know, empowering them and telling them what to do, how they take care of their health.
And you like that stuff.
Some
like
people
that
just don't have a knack for it. You know, I worked in a beauty care place for 2 years, and people just had no idea what to do to help what was going on with their skin, you know, and they're trying to do makeup, and the whole key is to make your skin better so that the makeup can just sit better on your face, you know.
I mean, it doesn't have to be covering your face. It has its own enhancement.
Yeah.
Right.
That's skin glows by itself.
Some women just put on like war colors, you know, war paint.
Sometimes.
And it looks terrible, you know. I mean, like very thick foundation and all that. It's like,
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I don't know guys that do, you know. And I mean, they even come here and they leave all that makeup on the headphones, you know.
Oh my God.
We have to clean them later,
I know. I understand.
I even use very light foundation. Whenever I make a phone call and put it up to my face, I look at my phone after. I'm like, oh, I have to wipe it off.
It's embarrassing. It goes to your, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, some people just lay it on, you know, and it really has to be light and enhancing, you know, and that's what people like, I think, you know. Nobody likes way too much makeup. It doesn't look great. And then, plus, when they take it off, they don't look anything like they do. You know?
I know.
That happens too.
That's embarrassing. Like, oh, is that you?
Yeah, I know.
For some reason, my hair is as dark as it is, but my eyelashes and eyebrows are naturally almost blonde.
Really?
It's so weird. So when I don't have mascara on, I look so different.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so fair. It's my Polish roots.
You have great features.
Thank
you. Look at yourself. Beautiful girl.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, before you came here, what were you doing in the Philippines?
Well, I was singing, I told you, but I was doing business at the same time. I had a salon, and I do a lot of networking business when I was in the Philippines. I think that's why I can do this job, because I've always, know how to network.
I've always
done, joined some networking companies, and I have my business. I have my salon in the Philippines on the side with my mom manages with me.
Okay.
So I've always
done
it.
Always been, like into
entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I have the spirit in me. So
yeah,
I love hearing about female entrepreneurs. It's
You got to have a day job. You know, you can't live off of the music. You know,
and you can't just put all your eggs in one basket. They always say
that.
Anymore. You gotta do something on the side. And then you can't concentrate on music alone. You got to do something on the side until you make it, right?
You have to. People try and tell me in the acting business that you have to just pick one thing and stick to it. But I find that so impossible nowadays.
No.
you know, I'm like, I branch out and I do so many different things throughout my day.
Yeah.
And it feels good to stay busy, you know. You don't know, you can't always stay busy in acting or entertainment, anything in entertainment in the beginning, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with the variety, you know, during the day rather than doing the same every day, you know.
It's I mean.
Wears you out, you know.
Exactly.
And it makes those great moments with the craft that you're doing that much sweeter.
Yeah, I mean, it can actually break your heart if you're doing something and you didn't succeed, and so you're gonna at least you have something, you have a black backup plan, right?
Right.
If nothing happens, there's another way.
Right.
There's two ways. So
that's a smart way of thinking about it. Not everybody does it that way, you know.
Exactly, right.
I mean, you see so many people coming into this town. They just put up a sign, I'm an actor, and then they wait for it to come to them, you know?
No, you can't.
And
you have
it doesn't
to,
happen.
No. Yeah, no. Those happen are the people that especially need the backup plan, you know, for people that are out there hustling. I'm like, you know, hustling, we do the thing we're doing, but no matter what, like, you're not going to stop singing.
Yeah.
You're going to keep singing.
Yeah, you know, so they live like a poor person, you know, they don't earn any money, and it's like, come on, get a day job too until
get
you make it.
Get a day job. You know? Come on, guys.
I have so many friends that are...
Yeah, they just don't want to work.
Yeah, man, people don't want to work, and I have like so many jobs right now, you know? I'm like,
you
enjoy nice things.
You cannot be delusional, like, I am an actress. I'm going to be a movie star. You got to do something first.
Sure.
Yeah, until you hit it big, you know? Now, we have a couple more songs from you. When Love is on the Line, right?
That was the last song we wrote.
Okay, so... So this one also you wrote the lyrics for?
I wrote
it
with Rex, yeah.
Okay.
And then Bashawn Johnson, the three of us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's listen to some of that. Your music, like you know, it's really cool.
It's different from each other. I mean, it's a different character, right?
Right.
One song and then the next song is different, and the next song is gonna be R&B. So
yeah. Yeah, this is more like contemporary, more like, you know.
Like a more like a Tony Braxton vibe, you know.
Right.
Just a 90s age, yeah. Or R&B.
Right.
Danceable.
Yeah, I know. I
can dance
imagine
with that song.
I haven't danced in years, but I can imagine if I dance. This song is easy to dance to. You
I know. You don't have to be jumping, you know, all over the place to dance. It's just you can
exactly
just, you can
the
just
beat.
Go to,
yeah.
It's a club song. It's just you're just gonna be.
Yeah, but it still has a jazzy
it's still
touch
a jazzy
to it, right?
Well, Rex is known for doing songs like that.
Really. Cool. So, so how long does it take to put together a song like that?
You'd be surprised that song. It just only took us like an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like, well, but you already had written it and everything, so it's just
no.
We
were just
it.
What song? What title should we do on this song? Like
right.
When love is on the line. Like when some, and then okay. How do we I gave it some time, and we just started collaborating. Rex is a genius. He just leads me on. He just, okay, what do you think, Heidi? What should, okay. And then I started incorporating more lyrics, and then suddenly, like an hour or something, where I was writing everything in the chicken scratch.
Right.
And suddenly, okay, it's done. That's it.
Right.
It's a wrap.
But then you have to sing and.
And then sing it after. He was rushing me, Heidi, can we record this on Friday? Oh my God, give me some time to just learn everything. Okay, can we record that on Friday? Oh my
right.
God, 2 days after.
Really?
He wants me to record the song after 2 days, after writing the song.
That's
and he
amazing.
Sent me.
It's a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this was a cool song also. And I admire you guys for putting out quality work, you know. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
and especially when it doesn't take you that much
I know.
Time to do,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you have to be talented to be able to do that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no Rex doubt. Is just a songwriter is born. It's in,
yeah.
but he just actually lead me into it.
Yeah.
And suddenly I see that I can write too. I mean, I didn't realize I can write songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So you're getting some recognition in Europe, right?
Yes.
What about back home in the Philippines? Do have they heard you there?
Oh, they're playing my song in like Spotify, iTunes, because everybody has iTunes, Spotify. They're
right.
just streaming it, my song.
Right.
I have listeners in the Philippines, so
you
they download my songs through Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. So
uh-huh.
yes. That's
cool. So on Spotify, so you can see
YouTube.
Like the stats and all these.
Yes,
where people download from.
Yes,
oh.
if you go through CD Baby, I have an account and you can see how many people streamline your song in every month,
right.
in which country. How good, you know, people can track everything now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Like,
it
oh
is
my
amazing.
God. Yeah, in China, in this country, this is how many people listen, and this the age. You can also
by
see
ages,
the
right.
age bracket, like 19, 20s. Can you believe the people listening to my songs are 20s to 50s to 60s?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a wide appeal.
It's a wide.
And that's because you have different types of songs,
yeah, exactly,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
know?
That's why it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations mm-hmm. on this. I mean, you're doing very well, you know. Mm-hmm. And what's in the works for you now? You're working on an LP now?
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
No, I'm trying to... Well, now that I'm out there, a lot of
right.
people would like to collaborate with me. So I'm talking to some people in the East Coast who want to do a project with me, some guitar. I can't name names now, but I'll be telling you soon, so in
yeah.
the future. So I'll be doing more songs.
I look forward to hearing about that. Where on the East Coast?
Yeah, in New York.
Amazing.
Yeah, this guy
yeah,
like wants to
else,
collaborate.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah. So... I guess when you're an artist, it never ends. It's
right.
just the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Once
yeah.
you start recording album, it will be just be the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
So never.
And then,
yeah.
Yeah. And then you meet other people and
you
evolve and
evolve.
You know,
yeah. Evolve.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you start working on different things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool. How's your personal life? You happy? Do you have somebody?
Yeah, I have my partner, which is Dave. He's a Japanese American. He's born here. He's the one who knows Rex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met Rex through him. His name is
and
David.
What about children? Do you have any kids?
I have a daughter, but she's already, she graduated at USC 2018, summa cum laude.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Communication arts and journalism. So she got the summa cum laude. So.
Yeah, so she's smart and a good student.
Yeah, so.
Is she into music at all?
No, she likes to play guitar, but she's more into like writing. She's
okay.
a good writer, like. Writing
right what yeah. did she major in
communication arts
and oh yeah? yeah oh very cool at USC did you
USC,
say
USC yeah
ah very cool
wow.
you see
yeah
very
only child
family.
I got lucky
yeah,
yeah.
I got her here when she was 9 and you know I didn't know that she'd excel here so she was shy at first and suddenly she came out of her you know
yeah. And she must be proud of you too for.
Oh yeah,
for
I was proud
this,
of her. Now know. She's proud of me. We're like you know,
yeah,
perfect
yeah,
though. Yeah,
yeah.
We
yeah.
kind of compliment each other. Like, oh, my mom's a rock star.
Yeah, you don't have to be 20 years old. To,
I, exactly,
to do
like
that,
you'll be
you know?
In your 40s and suddenly you're
it's
yeah.
Too
it's never
late.
Too late,
right?
To chase your dream. I always say
yeah.
that it's
Very
never
good.
Too late. I mean,
and you're a good example of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Heidi Tan, thank you so much for joining us. How
thank
can people find you? Social media? Anything?
Oh, I'm on social media. I have a website, which is a Heidi Tan Music.
Uh-huh.
Heidi Tan, HEIDITANN Music.
Okay.
So, and
double
this
N.
is my CD.
Okay, that's our CD.
And this is for both of you.
It's a beautiful photograph.
It's called Here's Where We Meet.
Yes.
And we're each going to get one, which is awesome. You brought us posters too.
Yeah, I just want to show you. Okay. It's not really, but, you know, for you to see it.
Okay.
And then I'll be I'll be the cover of Pump It Up magazine at the back cover for December edition.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, Pump It Up magazine, so yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know that magazine.
But I'm going to give you a magazine.
Is it like a music
It's about entertainment. Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Very nice. You see, She's working her connections.
Yeah, you really know your stuff.
I'm trying my best. But I'm just blessed too. I'm telling you, not everybody. Maybe because I like to network, I'm not afraid to talk.
Right.
Yeah.
It helps. It helps big time. Yeah.
Very
good. You know, I love chatting it up with everyone.
Yeah, and you're assertive. You're out there, you know.
And then stations, you have to be nice. And people say, oh, can you record a voiceover, a radio liner? I have to cooperate with station. If they need something, I gotta ship some CD. I gotta do some radio liner. So you gotta be, you know, you have to be working with them.
They call it paying your dues, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Heidi, thank you for reaching out to us. Thank you for joining us today. Yes. Everybody, check out her music, Heidi Tan, everywhere. And we wish you much continued success.
Yes.
You can come back and... When you have some more new songs,
yes, I'll
we'll
be
listen.
Here. Yeah, you won't get tired of me. Well, no, I won't get tired of driving.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Why would we? No. All right, everybody. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody,
thank you,
for listening.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.